This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fruitcake isn't for everybody. There are the doorstop jokes, the wrongly colored fruit, so much that is wrong with them. Although that might just be me, because despite its bruised reputation, fruitcakes sell worldwide. So, for today's installment of our series, The Holidays, brought to you by, we look at not one, but two, count them, two fruitcake producers.
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
Emily Jones from Georgia Public Broadcasting will tell us about one producer in the self-proclaimed fruitcake capital of the world, which happens to be Claxton, Georgia. But first, KERA's Lauren Silverman takes us to a bakery with a long fruitcake history in Corsicana, Texas.
In the 1940s, a German immigrant and a Texas businessman gave up baking bread for baking fruitcake. If you think that's nuts, you should try their product.
It's about 30% pecans. We use 20,000 pounds of pecans a day during season.
Hayden Crawford is a partner at Collins Street Bakery, which was founded in 1896. This afternoon, he's two-stepping in his lizard skin boots around giant mixers and boxes of dried fruit.
Here's the golden sultana raisins. Give you a look at what they
Before refrigeration, fruitcake was a way to have a sweet treat in the winter months. Today, the bright red cherries, green pineapple, and other fruit are bound together by flour and honey, mixed by big metal claws and hand-decorated by women in hairnets. They churn out up to 20,000 a day during season.
You have a great evening.
Collins Street Bakery first became famous when circus showman John Ringling sent the treat to friends abroad. But sales in the U.S. started to wane about 15 years ago. So Crawford says the bakery shifted from rainbow-colored toppings to...
apricot from Australia. We have an apple cinnamon, which is you see here. We have what we call the Texas blonde. Instead of the red and green fruit, we just use pecans on the top.
That makeover also helped fix an image problem.
Instead of calling them fruitcakes, we started calling them pecan cakes. And that changed pretty dramatically the sales for our cakes.
Even with the name change and free samples, not every customer is convinced. Alma Garcia won't eat the fruitcake.
What don't you like about it?
Oh, it's just so sweet.
Too sweet.
Yeah, I like it.
What do you get here when you come?
Just the cheesecake and a chicken sandwich.
Cheesecake might hit the spot, but it probably won't last as long as their famous fruitcake. In Corsicana, Texas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.
And I'm Emily Jones in Georgia. That Texas bakery is the older establishment. But if you have fruitcake this holiday season, there's a good chance it will come from Claxton, Georgia. The tiny town's water tower proclaims it the fruitcake capital of the world. And across the street is the Claxton Bakery.
We take a lot of pride in that nickname.
Dale Parker's father bought this bakery from its founder in 1945. Remember the 20,000 fruitcakes a day in Texas? The Claxton Bakery churns out close to 90,000 one-pound fruitcakes a day during the pre-holiday rush. That's about 4 million every year. And it sells. Glenn Thomas is with Civitan International, which raises money for charities by stocking grocery stores with Claxton fruitcake.
Trust me, if some of the supermarkets do not have it in their stores by Thanksgiving, they will get questioned about it.
Some fruitcake lovers bypass the store altogether and go straight to the source. Parker says about 10% of Claxton Bakery's business comes from online and phone sales.
Yeah, they go everywhere. Ohio. Here's one going to New York.
Claxton's internet traffic goes up each year, which analysts say is true across the board in mail order food. Brian Todd of the Food Institute says there's been a surge in sales in the last few years.
A pretty substantial increase of about 30%, which far outpaces growth in many other food areas.
Though Parker admits his customers are aging, he's not worried about the business.
Do younger people like fruitcake as much as older people? No, probably not. But we're also doing chocolate-covered fruitcake pieces, so that's a way to market it to the younger population.
But cover it in chocolate or pecans, any way you slice it, it's still fruitcake underneath. In Claxton, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.